Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is God's day that he has made. We are absolutely rejoicing and we are glad in it. Hallelujah. We thank God for another day. It's another day with Jesus. Remember that old song? It's another day with Jesus. And I'm so glad that the devil can do me no harm. Hallelujah. There's a supernatural protection over your life. And we thank God in the name of Jesus for this prayer tonight. Glory be to God. There is power in prayer. The Bible says men ought to always pray. And we got to pray without ceasing. That means we cannot stop praying, not just on Tuesday night, but I pray you are praying daily, praying constantly, praying a lot. Whatever it takes, glory be to God. We want to be sufficient in the things of God. He said to bring our prayers, our petitions, and our supplications unto the Lord. So we believe by faith. Everything is by faith. We believe by faith that God is hearing us tonight in Jesus as he is seated at the right hand of God the Father, interceding, also praying for us. That he is receiving our prayers as they go up as a sweet-smelling aroma to the nostrils of our Heavenly Father, and we thank God for that. I want to read a few verses coming from Deuteronomy chapter number 8 and share a few thoughts, and then we're going to go right into prayer. But Deuteronomy chapter number 8, some wonderful promises from God to his people still applying to us today. And in Deuteronomy chapter number 8, beginning at verse number 2, it says this, people of God, remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, to teach you that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Verse 4 says this, your clothes did not wear out, my God, and your feet did not swell up for 40 years, Jesus. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you. Look at verse number 17. You may say to yourself, my power and my strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you and me the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your forefathers, as it is even today. I thank God for the word that reminds me, God wants the best for me, and God wants the best for you. He gave us the ability, the skills, the talents, the intellect, the wisdom to get wealth, to produce and accumulate wealth. Try not to let our minds just run to money, but I believe he wants us to be wealthy in every area of life. Amen. Not just in the area of finances, but there are many things that can make our lives a life of poverty. But God wants us to be rich in every area of life. And I thank God that he said, I've done some things in your life to test you. I've done some things in your life to show you and to show me how much you want to please me. Yeah. And he said, with that, there are some things, glory be to God, hallelujah, that I did not allow to happen to you. It said their clothes did not wear out. Their feet did not swell up. They did not go hungry. The enemy did not kill them or devour them. And God gave them many miracles, yes, even in a desert place. Glory be to God. Even in the midst of a wilderness, God demonstrated his love for his people. And that's what he's saying to us today. When we pray, it keeps us humble, knowing that it's not our power, it's not our might, it's not us, but it's the God in us. Hallelujah. It is the God in us that gave us that degree. It is the God in us that gave us the CDL to drive that truck. It is the God in us that gave us the credentials to have a wonderful career. It is the God in us that allows us to pastor and to preach and to read and to write. It is the God in us, because some people are illiterate, but you can even read and write, and we ought to give God praise for that. Hallelujah. He said to the people of God, when I give you this, houses that you did not build, crops and gardens and vineyards that you did not plant, when I feed you abundantly, hallelujah, just remember me. We're going to pray on that right there. That's all God is saying. When I bless you, and he's going to bless us all this year long, all 2019 year long, God is going to bless us. God is going to make our lives rich and prosperous. God is going to give us health and wealth. God is going to give us joy unspeakable. God is going to do what man cannot do. God is going to remove the burdens and the yokes that so easily destroys us. God is going to lift the weight off of your shoulder. God is going to remove sickness and disease out of your body. God is going to give you a heart to forgive. God is going to do the impossible this year.
Amen.
I'm going to say it again. This year, what Pastor Anthony, it didn't happen in 2018. That was the preparation. That was the equipping. That was the readying. Now you're ready. Hallelujah. Now you're ready for a breakthrough. Now you're ready for a miracle. Now you're ready for change because God has proven you. God has tested you. God has tried you, and you showed yourself worthy. Father, we thank you for your people tonight. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that the trial and the test and the trouble did not destroy us. But God, in the name of Jesus, we believe your Bible that all things work together for the good of those who are called by you and love you and called according to your purpose. Now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, many of us have blessings, hallelujah, that we lost count on. We can't even remember sometimes. The devil wants us to look at the negativity, but we're going to look at everything positive tonight. We're going to look at the fact that we're standing on 2 feet, the fact that we can speak, the fact that we can see, the fact that we got a roof over our head. In the name of Jesus, this is why we pray to you, God, because you have so much more to give to us. You have so much more to release to us. You have so much more in mind for us. In the name of Jesus, you said your ways are higher than our ways. Karabo Oshata. You said your thoughts are way above our thoughts. In the name of Jesus, we talked about Paul, who was a Pharisee, who had a lot of money, and he said, I count it and consider it dung for the exchange of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And I got some people on the prayer line tonight that know about praying in the name of Jesus, that know about praying in the power of Jesus, that know in the name of Jesus, the name still works. Glory be to God. So, Lord, have mercy on your people tonight. We pray for every married couple, every single parent. God, make a way where there is no way. Every young man or woman incarcerated behind bars, we send your word to the prisons. We send your word to the hospitals. We send your word to the shelter. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have mercy on those struggling, those suffering, those, God, in the name of Jesus, even a spirit of mourning. Hallelujah. So many funerals sometimes, so many people transitioning in the name of Jesus. But God, we thank you for life today. We thank you for life eternal. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If it had not been for the Lord being on our side, where would we be? Oh, I feel like praising, but we're going to pray in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to minister, not by power, not by might, but by your Spirit. You gave us the Holy Spirit. You said we'll be born again with fire and with water. You said, glory be to God, the Holy Ghost will come upon us, and we shall dunamis receive power. Glory be to God. God, we need your power. We need your power to fix what is broken.
Yes.
We need your power, God, to get some things in order in our lives. God, we need your power to come into our bodies and heal us from every sickness and disease. Lord, we need your power in the name of Jesus to get us out of poverty and to get us into a wealthy place. God, we need your power in the mighty name of Jesus to do what man can't do and to do what we cannot even do on our own. So, Lord, have mercy in the mighty name of Jesus. As we continue to pray tonight, we believe by faith that all is well. My God. We believe by faith that you're doing a new thing. We believe by faith, God, hallelujah, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof,
yes,
and they that dwell therein.
Yes.
We are children of the Most High God. So, God, as we pray tonight, somebody need a miracle. Somebody need a breakthrough. Somebody need an answer, God. And we believe by faith, as they came expecting, that you would do it, Lord, like nobody else can. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we thank
God.
You. We praise you,
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah. We magnify your name.
Yes.
You are worthy, God.
Yes, God.
There is none like you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the wilderness, God. We thank you, Lord, for the journey that you have taken us on. We thank you for the season of preparation, God. We thank you and we praise you, God. We magnify your name. Lord, you are worthy, God. We glorify your name on tonight, God. We give you all glory, all honor, all praise, oh God. You alone are worthy, God. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We have searched all over, Lord, and we have yet to find anyone like you, oh God. You are the lifter of our heads. You are the beginning and the ending. You are the first and the last. You are the great Omega. You are the Alpha. You are our all in all. We
yes.
love you, Lord. You are that bright and morning star. You are our healer. You are our redeemer. You are our, my God, my everything, God. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough, oh God. We praise you with everything in us, oh God, and we worship you on tonight,
yes,
God. We thank you, Lord, for this new year. We thank you for 2019, God. We thank you, Lord, for this year, oh God, that you are, Father God, moving yet still in the lives of your people, God. We thank you for divine manifestation of your power, divine manifestation of your glory, divine manifestation of your favor.
Mm.
We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God. We worship you on today, God. We ask, Father God, that you will continue to bless this prayer line. God, we thank you for the blessings that you have poured out on this prayer line.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for answering prayers, oh God, all of last year, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for prophetic utterances coming to pass, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for favor in the lives of your people, God. We thank you, Lord, for that we are walking yet closer with you, God. We thank you and we praise you on today, God. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. We glorify your name, God. You alone are worthy, God. You are worthy. We love you, Jesus. We praise you. We exalt your name. Oh, Jesus, we magnify your name. You
yes.
are worthy.
Yes.
You alone are worthy. We love you today. We bless your name. We magnify your name, God. You alone are worthy, God. We thank you, Lord, for this day, God. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for bringing us into a new year. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for completing some things from last year, God. We thank you, Lord, for the continuation, oh God, that you're not finished with us yet, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the manifestation that's getting ready to come to pass, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. Give us ears to hear you, God. Give us hearts to obey you.
Yes, Lord.
Give us ears to hear and hearts to obey you and all that you give us to do, oh God. Lord, let us seek your face like never before. As a deer pants after the waters, so our souls are longing after you, oh God. Lord, we are seeking you like never before. We need you, God, and we praise you, and we worship you, Lord. So thank you. Continue to bless this prayer line. Continue to bless each and every person under the sound of my voice. Lord, I pray for those who are listening right now.
Mm.
I pray your hedge of protection around every life. I pray, Father God, that you will pour out blessings so big that they can't even receive it.
Yes, God.
Lord, we pray for every family, every marriage, God. We pray for divine healing in every home, oh God, that you will bless every marriage, every husband, every wife, oh God, that you will bless the children, God, that you will bless, oh God, the grandchildren, that you will bless every family, every family. We express, we declare and decree supernatural blessings over every family right now in the name of Jesus. We declare supernatural blessings over every marriage. What God has joined together, let no man put asunder. We bind up the hands of Satan. We bind up the hand of every devil, every demon on assignment against the people of God. And we declare that there is no weapon formed against the people of God that will prosper. We declare that you are the head and not the tail, that you are above and never beneath, that you are the blessed and not the defeated, that you are the blessed and not the cursed. We declare that God's hand is moving upon your life in a mighty way, and that nothing can stop the hand of God. We declare and decree favor over your life, that you are blessed when you go and blessed when you come. You are blessed on the job and blessed in your home. That God is pouring out blessings on your life, on those who seek him in spirit and in truth. For the Lord has been seeking such to worship him. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the true worshipers on tonight, God. And we pour out blessings on each and every life, on each and every home, on your finances, my God, that there will be no lack, that there will be no need, that God will not satisfy. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, O God, and we magnify your name. We pray over your bodies, that by the stripes of Christ, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we declare you to be healed in Jesus' name. God. No weapon formed against you can prosper in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Lord, we thank you for this prayer line. And we ask that you continue to have your way, God.
Yes, God.
As your people are gathered, as they come in with prayer requests,
Jesus,
we ask that you will have your way. Let your will be done. We bind up the hands of Satan. We declare and decree victory over every life.
Yes, God.
We declare and decree victory over every life in Jesus' mighty name. So, God, have your way, and we thank you for answered prayer.
Mm.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We lift up little Natalie right now. We lift Natalie up right now. She's in the process of going through chemo. We lift her up right now. We bind up that spirit of cancer. We bind up that spirit of cancer. We call that disease and say, come off. Come out of little Natalie. Come out in the name of Jesus. Astound the doctors. We pray for miracles, for a miracle, that the doctors will be astounded, that that cancer, it will dry up now, that it will come out now, that there will be no more cancer in Natalie's body. We thank you, Lord, and we pray for supernatural healing, that you will bring that cancer out. Bring it out of her, God. We call it out. We call that demon of cancer out. We call it out of Natalie's body right now. We call it out and we send it into the apis. We send it into the sea. We send it into the pit right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for supernatural healing in Natalie's body. Give her the endurance. Give her the strength. Give her the ability to sustain every treatment, oh God, until you give her the manifestation of her healing. God, we thank you that by your stripes, Natalie is already healed.
Jesus.
Keep her spirits lifted up, God.
Yes,
keep her spirits lifted up. We bind up the spirit of depression, discouragement. We bind it up. And we speak deliverance over Natalie's life. As she is such a young girl, we speak deliverance that God's glory will be revealed in her life, even through this experience. This wilderness experience,
yes, God.
That God, your glory will be revealed in little Natalie's life. Give her mother strength. Let only the right people be around them. Shut the door. Shut the door on the naysayer. Shut the door on the negative report. Shut the door on every doubter. Shut the door on every person that's speaking contrary to your word. Shut the door.
Say that, Pastor.
In the name of Jesus, the Lord, we thank you that Natalie is ill. We declare victory over cancer in little Natalie's life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let those who have ears hear, saith the Lord. And I thank God that we are praying. Angels are watching over this prayer line. I believe by faith the supernatural is taking place. Jesus said, "We're two or more gathered in his name, and we have come through the medium of technology in his name, so we know Jesus is here." Hallelujah. We see a hand raised, and if you press 1 on your phone, we will take that call, and we're going to take the calls tonight as they come in the name of Jesus. We want to, you know, at the beginning of this year, we want to touch and agree with you. We're only a few days into the new year, And we know God is going to bless you mightily this year. So we just want to come alongside and agree with you and believe by faith that God is going to bless you and nothing or no one can do anything about it in the name of Jesus. Pastor, let's start taking these callers, and we thank God. Hallelujah. We're going to take this first caller, and that is the area code of 832. 832, God bless you this evening.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. This is Elaine.
Amen. Good to hear from you, Elaine. God bless you.
Yeah,
how are you?
Bless you.
God bless you. Happy New Year to you both. Yes.
Thank you so much for that. Yes.
Yeah, God is good. He brought us through another year, and it's going to be better than it was last year.
Yes,
yes,
amen. We crossed over into a new year, and we thank God for that. Amen.
Yes, God is so good. Wow.
Yes,
no,
I was just
I saw you online today, and I was like, okay, that's right, today is Tuesday. I got to remember to call in. So I was just calling in and just prayer, just praying to the Lord about the new assignment he's sending me on.
To God be the glory. Let us lift that up before the Lord.
Yes.
Heavenly
yes.
Father, in your son Jesus' name, God, we thank you for Elaine tonight. You said before she was in her mother's womb,
yes,
you
Lord.
Knew her and you called her, you ordained her. And God, we thank you for the gift of God which is on the inside of her. Now stir it up, Lord, to bring your name glory in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
I thank you. Hallelujah. Her eyes have not seen, her ears have not heard, hasn't entered her heart what you have prepared for her because she loves you. And God, I thank you in the name of Jesus as she steps into this new assignment, as she steps into this new year, as she steps into every new opportunity, that God, you will continue to equip her, continue to build her up, continue to, in the name of Jesus, give her the mind of Christ and continue to block the hallelujah, anything trying to block her. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, they will come one way. You said they'll flee seven different ways. So like the Apostle Paul, a great door of opportunity has opened, but there can be opposition.
Yes.
And right now we come against the resistance. We bind up the opposition. We take authority right now, God, and we say, Lord, have your way in the name of Jesus. Give her a greater spirit, a greater anointing. And I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as she continue to move by faith and not by sight, that you would give her favor on this journey, that God, you would give her grace. Glory be to God. You would give her room to maneuver. You would, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, during this 2019 season, God, during this Kairos moment, Lord, that you would give her everything pertaining to godliness and holiness in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, you say you will supply all of her needs,
yes, Lord,
according to your riches. So we believe by faith, God, that she is sufficient. So, God, help her. Whatever she needs from you, God, supernaturally, do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, God, as she increase her prayer life, as she increase her meditation in your word, as she increase, God, in the name of Jesus, faith come by hearing and hearing through the word of God. You said she find good success, and we speak it over her life right now in the name of Jesus. Order her steps through your word.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. I even as I said that, we're going to let you go, but I heard God's word is a lamp and a light to your feet.
Yes, yes.
I don't know what this journey entails. I don't know where you're headed. I don't know who you're going to meet, where you're going, but the word of God is going to guide you. The word of God is going to lead you. It's not going to be a pillar by day and a fire by night, but the word is going to lead you. So God is saying, read that word, study that word, speak that word, because that word is going to guide you. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Hallelujah.
God bless you. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Oh, his word will not come back void. It's going to accomplish what he sent it to do in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Happy New Year.
God bless. Happy New
God
Year.
God bless you. Happy New Year.
God bless. Happy
Amen.
New Year.
And praise
God.
God.
Glory.
Praise God. A word is a lamp unto my feet. My God.
And a light into our path.
Yes.
We, Pastor,
yes.
we need the word. And
oh,
I thank
yeah.
God that, you know, this prayer line and the people that come are hungry for God's word,
yeah.
hungry for God, and God will not let us down in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Yes, we definitely need the word of God to be a lamp unto our feet and just to continue to fill ourselves up. You know, I was telling the ladies on the Healing for the Whole Woman board today that I had allowed myself to become not filled to the overflow, amen, not depleted, but not full either, and I had to go back to the word, Pastor.
Jesus.
I had to go
Jesus.
Back to just beginning to just fill myself up before I pour myself out.
Amen.
So many times we're pouring out, but we're not filling up.
Yeah.
And you can't, and God showed me, you know, last week was such a busy week. You were on vacation. It was the first week of the year. And I was, you know, didn't have to preach on Sunday, and I didn't spend as much time as I would usually in that word.
Wow.
And I feel the difference. You can feel the difference. I said, I feel the difference.
Amen, God.
You can feel the difference when you are not feeding yourself
that word
the way that you would. On that word, the way that you become accustomed to, my body is accustomed to a certain amount of spiritual nutrition.
Diet. Amen.
I said my body is accustomed to a certain amount of spiritual nutrition.
Nutrients.
And
Amen.
When I didn't get that spiritual nutrition, I said nutrition.
So like vitamin supplement.
When I didn't get
eating.
That spiritual
Amen.
Nutrition,
Amen.
Then I began to feel like I was weak, you know, and I wasn't feeling myself, and I'm still not feeling myself. I'm still being built up. So I thank God for that word that you gave our dear sister Elaine, Evangelist Elaine, to go and get that word guide her and direct her and be that lamp unto her feet. Amen. Amen. We're going to take another caller. Area code 111. Area code 111. And Erica 111. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. This is Barbara in Cleveland. Love you guys. Happy New Year.
Happy
Thank
New
you.
Year.
Happy
God
New
bless
Year.
You.
God bless.
I want to give some quick testimonies, of course. I had shared with Pastor Rebecca about my cousin, Pastor Anthony, that you had prayed for, that was on drugs, and I had been concerned about him possibly pulling back. He was fighting not to get pulled back into that lifestyle and so forth, and he's engaged and all of that. Well, he and his fiance, they bought a home, and I don't have a wedding date yet, but they both got baptized this past Sunday, and they shared the video of it. And when I saw
yes.
the video, I have to, I cried, because he stepped down in that baptismal pool with all that swagger and all that thug life, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And stepped down in the water and got baptized, and it made me cry. It really did. But they're setting themselves up to have a beautiful life together. They're making some real good life decisions. She's come out from being a police officer, and changed her occupation. You know, so. I'm just so pleased about that. The other thing was I had been praying. Well, I had just mentioned to the Lord, you know, we've got a lot of these young ladies in my family that are acting like wives, you know, and having live-in boyfriends or whatever and children, but none of them are married. And I was like, Lord, they need to start putting a ring on it if this is what, you know, what they're supposed to be doing up in here. And New Year's Eve, one of the young ladies that I was concerned about actually got engaged, and she shared her photo with her ring. So I'm just believing God is moving in all these young people's relationships.
Amen.
Yeah, so I'm excited. And also I had two family members that went in for surgery this past week, heart surgery, as a matter of fact. and they both came through with flying colors. So I'm just excited and thankful for God's favor on our family and for him protecting us. And the one was my uncle, who was the patriarch of the family at this point. And when they did the surgery, my cousin said the test that they had run on him, they found out that the test results were wrong. And I said, I wanted to say, well, of course they were wrong, because he's healed, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't just people, you know, you can't just say that, you know. I just said, well, thank God he's okay. He's home, like within 24 hours, he's home. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes, he's home. So anyway, so those are my testimonies I wanted to give. My prayer request for I had asked for prayer. Pastor Rebecca, you had prayed for me last time we were on the line, I think, about relationships and things that I didn't want to take into 2019. And I cut off two people, not rudely or anything like that. I just determined that I was going to just separate myself from them. And I'm just asking for prayer that if I'm doing the right thing, and for God's wisdom and his direction on that. I always want to leave the door open for people if they change their ways, but then I don't need toxic people in my life either. So I'm just wanted to make sure that I'm in the will of God with ending and cutting off these two major relationships in my life at this point.
Wow. Amen. Amen. Hard decision.
Yeah. That's always a big step when the words cutting off. I mean, when you begin to cut off, that's definitely something that is major. And like you said, it definitely needs a lot of prayer. I can't say that I've ever really cut anybody off, although I have, you know, put distance between myself and them. So that
right.
they would not contaminate my life. You know, like you said, I like to leave the door open unless they're
right.
abusive, you know, unless there's some abuse going on or something like that. But I like
right.
to leave the door open just in case God wants to use me in their life in some way. Because Jesus said, God said he doesn't want anyone to perish. So we have the light. You know, we have the light, but if it's hurting you, you know, if it's a relationship that's hurting you, you definitely want to put space between yourself and that person
right.
so that they don't continually have that open door to hurt you. But yes, we will definitely pray for you in that area. Father God, we just praise your name. We worship you and we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised, Lord. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are, Lord. We just thank you, and we praise you, and we bless your name. We worship you, and we magnify your name. I mean, as I'm thinking about praying, I am hearing Jesus say, bless those who persecute you. Bless your enemies. Pray for your enemies.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't get past it to even get it to the prayer. To just continue to pray and find a way to bless those that spitefully use you. And all of that scripture is coming to my mind. So I just want to just put it out there even as I continue to pray. Father God, we just praise your name. We thank you for Barbara. We thank you for her praise reports. We thank you for her coming to this prayer line and being faithful to this prayer line. We thank you for our covenant relationship that we have established over the years. And Lord, I just ask Father God that you continue to give her discernment, that you continue to open her eyes and let her see everything in this that she needs to see, oh God, pertaining to these relationships, oh God, with the people that she has distanced herself from, oh God. Lord, I ask Father God that you continue to put a hedge of protection around her, protect her from all evil, my God, protect her from those who will come to do harm, and those who don't have the things of God in mind for her, oh God. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you on today, God, for your hand upon her life, for your hedge of protection around her, for your discernment, for your wisdom. We thank you for using her, God, mightily to you for your glory, oh God. In the name of Jesus, continue to use her and her family as she is bearing fruit with the ministry that you've given her to do with her family members, oh God. Lord, we thank you for every testimony that she has brought to this line, oh God, that, Father God, her cousin has been baptized and has received you, and they're walking, he and his fiance are walking closer with you. We thank you for the testimony of the young lady who got engaged, oh God, the people, the women in the family who are getting rings, oh God, and not just rings, but men, Father God, who will honor them, men who will support them, men who will cherish them and nurture them, oh God, men who will walk with them as they walk in relationship with you, oh God. So, Lord, we just pray over these relationships, oh God. We pray over all of these family members, oh God, that your light will shine and that they will see you, oh God, that they will see your glory and that they will say, what must I do to be saved, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you for the testimony that Barbara is putting before her family members, that her ministry will go before her, oh God, and that souls will be saved, lives will be changed, the captives will be set free, the eyes of the blind will be opened, oh God, the sick will be healed, my God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, God, for the uncle, Father God, who has surgery, for those who have surgery. We thank you for supernatural healing, that you will continue to heal, deliver, and set free, God. Yes. We thank you. We bind up the spirit of backlash and retaliation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we pray, Father God, again, for these relationships, oh God. We pray for every relationship that Barbara has. We pray that you will continue, Father God, to walk with her. Let your word be a lamp unto her feet. Continue to give her wisdom in every area, oh God. Continue, Father God, to allow her to love, oh God, even the unlovable, oh God. Give her, Father God, your might and your power rule and reign in her life. Let your love cover a multitude of sins. Continue, Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah, just to shine the light of wisdom to let Barbara see who it is that you will have her to walk in relationship with in this season. Let her know, oh God, how to conduct yourself with each and every individual.
Yes,
let her know which doors to shut and which doors to leave ajar in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. I just see God giving you so much wisdom.
Wow.
I see the wisdom of God shining around you like a bright light. It's a bright light of wisdom shining around you.
Mm-hmm.
And God says, even as you seek me, I'm even giving you the more wisdom. He says, if you come and ask, he said, you are receiving. As you are seeking, you are finding. As you are knocking, the door is being opened. And God is just opening doors for you that no man can close, no woman can close. These are doors of opportunity to make a difference. My God, he has given you the assignment as change agent in your family. And many will come to him through you and through your outreach, through your evangelistic outreach to your family members. So as you continue to seek his face, God's going to continue to direct you and show you and strengthen you and edify you and equip you for this journey that he has you on. So continue to do what you're doing. You're on a good path. I hear God saying she's on the right path. She's on a good path. She's seeking me. She's spending time with me. Continue to spend time with God. Continue to fast and pray. Fast and pray. Because there's some that will only come out through fasting and prayer. My God, there are some things that you're warring against that will only come out by fasting and prayer. Amen. So God says, continue to fast, continue to pray, continue to eat my word, eat my word. Even sometimes when you are hungry, God said, turn down your plate and eat my word.
Wow.
Because I'm taking you to another realm. God says, I'm taking you to another realm in me, my God, to release even the more of my glory for even more effectiveness in your ministry. God's taking you to another realm in him to release more of his glory, to take you to another dimension of effectiveness in your ministry. But I hear well done. I hear well done.
Yes,
God is well pleased with you in the ministry that you are giving out so sacrificially to those in your family and the extended members of your family. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you and we magnify your name. Continue to use this woman of God mightily for your glory. Fill her up in every area where she's empty. Heal her in every area where she's broken. God's healing some broken areas. He's still healing broken areas, broken areas. God, continue to heal her in every area where she's broken, where she's been disappointed and discouraged, where she's been under attack. God, thank you, Lord, for the power of forgiveness. Thank you for the power of your love, my God, that's being released through your vessel, my God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for total supernatural healing in Barbara's life, oh, God, as she continues to move forward with you with the assignments. God has given you assignments, and he's restoring you so that you could be released to move forward to do everything that he's called you to do. So go forth. Go forth with power, with love, my God, and with mercy. I hear God say, go forth with power, with love, and with mercy.
Amen.
He just told me, tell her to go forth with power, with love, and with mercy in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Well, to God be the glory, and we thank God for those testimonies. You're bearing fruit.
Yeah.
Because the word says if you abide in him and his word abide in you, you will bear fruit.
Yes.
And we thank God for your testimonies with your biological family and those related to you throughout these United States and abroad. We thank God as you share, amen, God bearing fruit in the lives of those who are on their way to salvation, and some have already crossed over into salvation. So thank God for those testimonies. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much.
God
Amen.
Bless.
Amen. God bless.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
God
Praise
is a good God.
God,
Pastor.
Yes, yes, yes. And he's closing doors in this season. I heard God say, I'm closing doors that no man can open.
He does that. You know, when we're going to take this next call, but when we look at relationships, they said Jesus ate with sinners.
Yeah.
But he ministered to them.
Yeah.
But the disciples were the disciplined ones trying to understand. That's why he spoke in parables to everybody else, but when he got with them, it was intimate. It was a thing that was effective. And we thank God that he gives us the ability to reevaluate our relationships, and he'll give us the answers and the wisdom that we need.
Yeah.
So I thank God that we can minister to people who don't know our Jesus yet. Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory. So we're going to take another caller, and we are excited about this new year. We're excited about this next caller. And this area code is what, Pastor?
984.
984. We thank God for you tonight, this evening. God bless you. Is it 984?
Hello?
Yes, 984. Yes, we can hear you. God bless.
Hey, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Michelle. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. God bless you.
God bless you, Michelle. God bless. We're doing well tonight.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Sound like you're.
I was the doctor diagnosed me with having pneumonia, but I'm feeling better than I did. I just asked, you know, you guys to pray, and I know that this right here is just, this is just some, this too will pass. For
yes,
some reason,
yes.
The enemy has been attacking me in my body, but, you know, this is not permanent, so I don't want to dwell on it, but I just want to, you know, ask for prayer. And also, you know, God has really been speaking to me even in this. And before, you know, the night before, because I honestly thought it was just a cold, but I had got, like, really, you know, kind of weak, and I had a fever and all that other stuff. So I went to the doctor, but God had already spoke to me. So, you know, I'm just walking this particular thing out. But there's a lot of things that God has been speaking to me, even in my downtime. And I can hear him even clearer in this particular time. He's been speaking to me a lot about ministry. So I wanted to ask you guys to, you know, pray for me pertaining to that. And also complete healing in my body, because God did heal my stomach, and then this happens. But I think that the enemy just want me to feel defeated, but I'm not. you know, because I was, you know, spending some time in worship today, and I was just thanking God because there's so many things, even with things I couldn't see myself, God has just protected me, and I just thank him, you know, because some things we can't see, but God see all, and I just thank God. He's still faithful. God is so faithful in the midst of everything, you know. And I'm not, you know, I'm not a wounded warrior. I'm just going through this process. But God is just faithful. He's still faithful. And I just ask that you guys just, you know, just pray my strength, my complete healing, and also pertaining to ministry and my relationships. I ask for prayer in those areas. And Happy New Year to you guys. I love you both.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. We love you. We love you too. Amen. Praise God.
We're going to lift that up before the Lord. Father, we thank you for your daughter, your prophet Michelle, right now in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you. Hallelujah. Even as we bind up that spirit of sickness that's come upon her body in the name of Jesus, your word declared that if she stay under the shelter of the Most High God, no plague will come near her dwelling. And God, we thank you for the manifestation of healing right now, the demonstration of your power, God, even with this diagnosis of pneumonia, God. We remove if there's any fluid in the lungs or if there's anything contrary in her body, God, in the name of Jesus. Right now, we say body be healed in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over her, and we say, Lord, your mercy and your grace is sufficient. And we speak healing right now in Jesus' name. God, renew her strength. Give her vitality, give her vigor. God, in the name of Jesus, remove every bacteria or whatever it is, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, as she said, these attacks coming against her strength and her wellness, God. We say, Lord, have your way in the name of Jesus. Jesus, you came to heal all sicknesses and diseases. And right now, we speak it. And you say you sent your word that we might be healed. And we say be healed in Jesus' name. So, God, we thank you that she will feel better. She will be back on her feet. She will feel better in the name of Jesus and be better. And we believe by faith it's already done. God, she wants to be service and be your servant in the earth realm, ministering to people, getting people to Jesus, telling people about her testimony, winning over lost souls, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, give her, even as she witnessed and had the opportunity to share her faith, God, I thank you for the opportunities that you give her in the name of Jesus. Open doors that no one can shut. Hallelujah. Help her to use her testimony to win those, God, that you want over on the kingdom, the Lord's side, in the name of Jesus. Help her to speak prophetically, God, your word with power, authority, and might, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we call her blessed. We call her delivered from this infirmity. God, you said many are the afflictions, but you deliver us from them all. So, God, we say she is healed. In Jesus' name, we say amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. To God be the glory. Yes, God be the glory. Yes, and there's no pain and suffering, no loss, that God will not put on you more than what you can handle. So as you get into his word, as you pray, as you believe God by faith, we believe the supernatural anointing healing has already hit your life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And I'm hearing what the devil, meant for evil. God has already turned it around for good. Amen. God's already turned it around. And God's allowing this to be a season of rest for you, even as you're resting and beginning to worship him and praise him and get into your word the more. God is just, he's also going to allow it to be a season of introspection, where you'll be able to go deeper, even deeper into the mind of God. He's allowing you to tap into the mind of God, into his mindset, the mind of God, pertaining to what he has for you and what he has for you to do. God, even as you're laying on your bed, just begin to just allow yourself to rest in him. God says, tell her to allow herself to rest in me. Because as you rest in him, there's going to be a release. there's going to be a release, and God's going to begin to show some things to you pertaining to your ministry. God wants to make some things clear to you pertaining to your ministry. And he says, tell her to keep a pad and a pencil by a pad and a pen by the bed, because even in your dreams, as you doze off and wake up, God's going to come to you and give you revelation, give you divine revelation. So get ready for even dreams to begin, your dreams to become even more revealing pertaining to what God has in store for you.
Amen.
What he has in store for you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's going to, I see, I also hear it's going to be a breakout season, a breakout season for you, that you're getting ready to enter into a breakout season. That's why you've been, oh, my God, it's almost like breaking out of the cave. That's why you've been coming up against so much attack, even in your body, you know, your stomach, your chest, your head, you know, your back, different areas of your body. And we declare total healing over your body in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
My God, we declare total healing over your body in the name of Jesus. You know, that the devil is trying to come, that this spirit has had to come out and come off of you. And we call this spirit of sickness out and off of you. Every demonic spirit that's been sent against your body and your health, we call it out and off of you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So continue to worship God and praise God, because he's going to divinely reveal to you. God's going to, heightening, you know, God is heightening. He's beginning to increase and intensify the way that he wants to deal with you. Yeah, the way that he's going to deal with you, the way he's going to speak with you, the way he's going to instruct you, the way he's going to direct you is going into another realm. It's going into another realm like you haven't seen this realm before, because you, Pastor Emily talked about it earlier on the call. He talked about a season of preparation.
Jesus.
My God, he talked about a season of preparation that God was taking us through when he took us through the wilderness. And you too have been in your wilderness, my God. But God did not allow you to die in the wilderness. And he's bringing you out, but the devil is not trying to let you come out and get your strength and begin to get your vision and revelation to begin to move into the things of God. So as God heals you, you know, all of these are symptoms. You just got symptoms, you know, take the medication, but God's going to take care of the symptoms. He's going to take care of the everything that's accompanying this diagnosis. But God says it's a great prognosis that's getting ready to follow. Ha, glory, hallelujah. He said it's a great prognosis that I have in store. What the devil meant for evil, God said I already turned it around for her good.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And that's pertaining to everything, even your relationships. Even your relationships. What the devil meant for evil, God says I already turned it around for your good. Tell her. I hear you. God says, tell her to keep walking with me and keep her eyes on me. Don't look to the left or to the right, even in the area of that of her relationships. Don't look to the left or to the right, but keep her eyes on me, because I'm going to give her revelation.
Thank you,
my God, my God. So I just wanted to release that. And God's got you. God's got you. You're in the middle of something wonderful. You're in the middle of something wonderful. It doesn't feel like it, but we don't walk by feeling. We don't walk by sight. You're in the middle of the grip of God's mercy and his plan for your life. So just continue to enjoy this time with the Lord and keep worshiping him and keep praising him.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. So God bless you. We love you. And we pray your strength in the Lord right now in the name of Jesus. And we know that God is breaking every fever and demolishing every germ and every bacteria, as Pastor Emily already prayed. And we know it's already done.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless
you.
We love you. You're
love
welcome.
You
Amen.
You.
Amen. God bless you. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. We're going to take our final call tonight.
Yeah.
Area code 678. God bless you. Area code 678.
You move mountains. You cause walls to fall. With your power, perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. And we're standing here only because you made a way. Hi, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. I'm not home right now, but you know that I am on that prayer line. Can't miss out on it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And I want to
thank
just thank
you,
God, because He deserves all the praise and all the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to give a testimony. I do also want to ask for prayers. I know that we've asked for prayers before for my friend Jerome, because at the time he was going through some warfare, and because of your prayers, I could see him coming out of it, and I just want to continue prayers for him. And I'd like prayers for my son. He's looking for an apartment. I really need him to, you know, just settle down with his little family, and I'm asking and praying God that he does find an apartment soon. And I just want to give God all the thanks and the glory, because He has been so good to me. And I know that if He's done things for me, He could do things for anyone, because He is the God. He is my Heavenly Father. He is so powerful. I love Him.
Yes.
He is the love of my life. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Without Him, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We magnify your name, Lord. We exalt you, oh God. You alone are worthy, Jesus. There is none like you, Lord. We just thank you. We praise you tonight, God. We glorify your name. Lord, we thank you for Sister Maria, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for her testimony, oh God, for the breakthrough of her friend Jerome. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for your hand upon Jerome's life, God. I see God's hand on Jerome's life. I see, Lord, the Lord lifting him up. I see God lifting him up. And I just hear God saying, what Pastor preached from Paul on Sunday, and he said to Paul, it's impossible to kick against the pricks.
Mm-hmm.
And then just to begin to release a word to Jerome to not kick against the pricks. Tell him to let go and let God. Amen. God is saying, tell the man to let go, and tell my son to let go and let God. Amen. So we just thank God for Jerome, and we just pray, Father God, that he will continue, Father God, to let go and let you have your way in his life. Amen. I bind up the spirit of fear off of his life in the name of Jesus. I bind up that spirit of intimidation that's been sent against him since he was a little boy. My God, I thank you, Lord, for healing him. I thank you for healing Jerome right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, go back down to the deep recesses of his heart, God, and begin to take out that spirit of rejection, oh God, that was planted there by the devil in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for total healing in Jerome's life, God, that he will not walk in fear, that he will not walk under any influence of any evil spirit, that he will be free, Father God, to live the abundant life that you ordained for him to have. So I call out every demon on assignment, every devil, I call them out of Jerome right now in the name of Jesus. And I fill him with your mercy, your grace, your love, your power, and your spirit, oh God. I lift up your spirit in him, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that he will no longer walk doing things, Father God, that are sabotaging his joy and sabotaging his blessings, my God, but that he will continue, Father God, to look towards the hill from where the help comes,
yes,
knowing that his help truly does come from you, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that he's no longer walking in fear. He will no longer walk, my God, hallelujah, in the spirit of intimidation, but he will walk boldly with you, oh God, knowing that you have his destiny and a great plan for his life. So, Lord, we pray, Father God, that you will continue to bless this young man, this man of God, continue to bless him and keep him and strengthen strengthen him and elevate him in the spirit realm, oh God. Let him grow in you, oh God, mightily, mightily. Let him grow in you, oh God. Continue to stir up the gifts that you have deposited on the inside of him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you for binding up every hindering spirit, that there will be no more hindrances in his life. Oh, God, we pray for Sister Maria's son. Oh, God, that you will, even Father God, continue to grow him. Continue to grow him and give him favor. Yes. Give him favor. Continue to grow him, oh, God. Grow him in the spirit realm. Grow him. Let him grow, oh God, in the things pertaining to your kingdom, oh God. Let him walk as your disciple, oh God. Let him walk in reverence to you, oh God. Let him continue to be built up in his spirit, man, as he takes care of his family, God. Open the doors for them to get that apartment, oh God. Open the doors of favor, oh God. Open the doors, oh God. Hallelujah, for him to, Father God, walk through, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, do what you know you need to do, oh God, even in the life of Maria's son, God. We thank you, Lord, that he's walking upright and circumspectly before you, God. Continue to nourish and edify him, oh God. Continue to hearken unto his heart. Continue to speak to him like never before. Oh, yeah. I know I'm praying supernatural prayers for supernatural release for these two men in your life, Sister Maria, that God will do a new thing in their lives, that God will take them higher in him. Their victory is higher in Jesus. Amen. All of our victory is higher in Jesus. And I'm praying for them to go higher in Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for Sister Maria, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will continue to bless her and keep her as she keeps a praise upon her lips, oh God, that you will continue to edify and equip her, that you will continue to take her higher. Take her higher. There will be no compromise. My God, take her higher in you. Take her higher. She's not one to compromise her faith. She's not one to compromise her walk with you, oh God. Continue to take her higher. My God. My God, God says he's using you to be the influence with your son and with your friend, Jerome, and they're watching your life, and you have to continue to take that stand for me, says the Lord, that you have always taken. And God says, do not compromise your walk with me. Do not water down your walk with me, because it is your walk that is drawing them even into a deeper level, deeper dimension with me, says God. So continue to stand before me. Continue to walk before me. Continue to worship me. Continue to praise me, because where I am taking you, and if you want them to go higher, you continue to go higher. My God, as you continue to go higher, and my God, and as they're connected to you, they will continue to go higher. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But there can be no compromise. There can be no compromise, says God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I just thank you for Sister Maria. I thank you for her strength. I thank you for what you're doing in her life. I thank you, Lord, for discernment. God is giving you greater discernment. He's going to open your eyes and allow you to see even more, even more, even more. You've been asking God to let you see. To let you see some things. And God says, I'm opening your eyes and I'm going to let you see some things that you need to see, pertaining even to your relationships, pertaining to the people that are in your life. God's going to allow you to see.
He's going to allow you
to see clearly. I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. God's going to allow you to see clearly. Amen. The rain. Amen. Through the rain. And speaking of rain, God's going to rain some blessings down in your life. There's some blessings, supernatural blessings that God's about to rain down in your life. He's going to give you more joy. There's been a restored joy in your life. God has restored your joy. But he said, not only am I restoring your joy, but I'm increasing your joy, says the Lord. I'm getting ready to give you more to shout about, more to praise me about. The sun is shining on your life. The sun is shining. So, Lord, we thank you for the sun shining in her life. We thank you for blessing her and keeping her. Continue to be that light all around her. And we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Jesus,
thank
yes,
you.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. We praise you. Yes, hallelujah. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is your strength. My God.
Yes.
My God, my God.
Thank you. And you guys have a good night. You guys have a happy
you.
New year. Many blessings to you and your family. And I just can't wait to see you. I'm sorry I couldn't make it, but God knows it's God's plan. Whatever he and however
this
he
year.
Wants it, it's God's will. It's God's will.
Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to whenever you get this way, and we thank God for you. Happy New Year. Happy blessed New Year to you.
Thank you so much. I love you both.
Give our regards to Jerome.
I will. Thank you so much. I'm definitely telling what you told me tonight, Pastor. Thank you.
Yes. Amen.
For all your prayers. Thank you. And
so
I'll
let go with that God.
Yes, I will. Thank you. And
amen.
I'll definitely talk to my son, too. Amen.
Okay.
Hallelujah. God
amen.
Bless everybody.
God bless.
God bless.
Amen. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. Well, to God be the glory. We pray right now for Sister Vanita and little Zoe in her womb. We pray, Father God, that your blood, we pray the blood of Jesus over Vanita's life, over Zoe's life, God. We thank you for the miraculous manifestation in the womb that you are doing, God. Only you are doing what you are doing in Vanita's womb, oh God, with little Zoe, even as they named her blessed. But my God, bless life more abundantly. The name Zoe means life more abundantly. So, Lord, we thank you for life more abundantly with Zoe. We thank you, Lord, for blessing her, that she's living blessed, nothing missing, nothing lacking, oh God, that everything will be capacity,
yes.
That her lungs and every vital organ will mature, oh God, before she makes her debut into this world, oh God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you for keeping her in the womb, that for incubating her, Father God, long enough until you're ready, oh God. Until your set appointed time, we thank you and we praise you. And we speak life over Zoe. We speak life over her mom. We speak life over little Sophie, oh God. We speak healing over their lives. And we thank you in advance, oh God, for what you're doing in their lives. We thank you for Deacon Carmen. Continue to strengthen her as she ministers to Vanita, as she ministers to Natalie and her mother Christine. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Carmen as she ministers to those inside the church and outside the church. As she ministers to her pastors and she ministers, oh God, Father God, to her family, oh God. We thank you and we praise you, oh God, for your hand upon Deacon Carmen Carroll's life, oh God. Continue to bless her, continue to keep her, continue to equip her in Jesus' name. And we pray for Mother Nate Thomas right now, God. Hallelujah.
Mom,
yes,
we thank God for you, Ma, in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Yes,
even as you have celebrated another birthday,
yes,
glory
God.
Be to God. I'm hearing this even before I pray for you, Mom. Proverbs 31,
wow.
Around that verse 10.
Wow.
Read it when you get a chance, Mom. Proverbs 31, you're that virtuous woman. That's why your children are rising up calling you blessed with gifts and cards and love and sentiments. And God says it's going to be that kind of year for you, Mom. They're going to bless you and bless you indeed and continue to rise up and call you blessed,
yes.
Mother Mae Thomas. So, God, we thank you for our mother in the name of Jesus. Even as you continue to raise her up, hallelujah, glory, I thank you, Lord, that her life is a witness of
yes,
your goodness,
yes.
That she has a praise, hallelujah, on the inside,
yes, yes.
And she has a fire for the kingdom of Almighty God. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
Even as her house, hallelujah, your angels dwell there. They live there in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
God.
And I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, yes. As she go to and from.
Yes.
She's going to be blessed coming in, and she's going to be blessed going out in the name of Jesus. So continue to bless her down there in Sanford, Florida, in the name of Jesus. Meet every need, God, hallelujah. Even as it pertains to her health, we speak healing to her legs. We speak healing to her body in the name of Jesus. No pain, no suffering, no illness in the name of Jesus. God, hallelujah. Heal as only you can in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, glory be to God, that she, Lord, is blessed and highly favored. So continue to bless our mother. May Thomas continue, God, to do what only you can do. In Jesus' name, bless her home, bless her children, her grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Bless Renee, God. Glory be to God. Remove, remove, remove. Hallelujah. Anything that's not of you, God, give her joy, give her strength, give her laughter, give her wisdom in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for Renee's strength. We thank you, Lord, for Nay in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood over Al and Princess and that Jackson family in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you that you will be that shield around her. You said in your word that you will give her peace. And right now we send your peace over to Renee, and we say peace be still in Jesus' name. So, Mom, we love you. Continue to bless our mother as she celebrated another year of life. Before we get off, happy birthday. Before we get off the line tonight, the Lord is telling me to pray for my wife. She's been a little challenged even in her body. As I touch and lay hands in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that she is delivered. She is set free. Hallelujah. We bind up anything that's not of you. This body belongs to you, God. She's doing the work of the Lord. Like Peter's mother-in-law, you came in and healed her of a fever. It wasn't a normal fever. It had her down. But when she got up, she ministered. Glory be to God. Oh, I'm hearing it in the spirit. Whole. Walking healed of life experience. That was you first, Pastor Rebecca, Prophet Rebecca. Glory be to God. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. And he cannot come against you because you're a child of the Most High God. And no weapon against you will prosper. You're already whole and you're already healed in Jesus' name. So God, remove every pain, remove every spirit of suffering, remove in the name of Jesus, allowing her muscles and her nerves to work according to how you ordained this body to move and function and operate it. You said she is moving in you. She's moving and having her being. And right now we plead the blood of Jesus over her life. Satisfy her with long life. Help her, God, in the name of Jesus. Even as she eat and exercise, I thank you that she be blessed all year long. In the mighty name of Jesus, to do the work of the Lord. And I'm seeing it. God said, even as you put out your books to take inventory, even as God has given you a vision. We spoke about it on Sunday. He gave you a picture of platforms. He gave you a picture of ministering to women at large. Like you wrote about Clara in Nobody's Business. You wrote that because he gave you a visual of your destiny. And it will happen. Glory be to God. It's not chronos, minutes, time, hours, dates, and weeks. That's measured. But it's kairos. There's a set time, an appointed time, a due season, a kairos moment. So you're getting your books ready. Oh, glory be to God. You're getting the ministry ready. Because God is not a man that he lied to you. Nor is he the son of man did he change his mind. It will happen. But God says you get a well done.
Praise God.
Even for 12 years of new creation. Even for 12 years of the platforms you have been on. Even being faithful on Tuesday and Wednesday night. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God says you're healed.
Amen.
Because there's work to do.
Yes, Lord.
God says, oh my God, pain and suffering and loss is gone.
Yes, Lord.
Because if the enemy could have done worse, he would have. But there's a shield around your life. And as you said it, Pastor, you got back in that word. And you will have good success. You already have a lot of success, but as you stay in that word, God's going to give you even greater success. In Jesus' name. So, Lord, she is your vessel. Like Paul was a vessel, she is this 21st century vessel to minister to your women, to help them to be whole, to minister to your men at the local church, to minister to the teenagers and sons and daughters that you have given her in the name of Jesus to be shepherd over. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, that you continue to use my wife, Pastor Rebecca, and even being that prophetic voice, that you would use her mightily, God, all year long, in Jesus' name. I'm feeling heat even as I touch you, because that's God working a miracle in your body,
yes,
in Jesus' name. So, God, I thank you, and I praise you that she's healed, even from fibromyalgia, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus'
amen.
Name.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We will have Word Wednesday tomorrow night. We're back to our 7:30 start time on both nights. Tuesday and Wednesday, we're back at 7:30, but it will be through the same phone line. Please call in. Share this information with someone. They can hear the word of the Lord right through this technology, and it's going to be a great word for you on tomorrow night in Jesus' name. Sow a seed. And we thank God for your faithful giving as we go into this new year. God continues to meet the needs of New Creation Church. But we thank God for those of you who sow on a regular basis, those who, in the name of Jesus, give, because God will give to you. That's not the reason you give, but that's the word. Give and it shall be given back to you. Good measure. So we believe that God's going to give you good measure this year. In Jesus' name. Go in peace and serve your God. We love you. We love you guys. Be blessed. Come on this Sunday. It's going to be a great service. We had one service, actually, all year long. It'll be our second Sunday in this new year, and it's going to be awesome. We're starting at 12:30 in the name of Jesus. So bring somebody to church. Put somebody in your car with you. Tell somebody about our service. 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. We're starting at 12:30 p.m., and it's going to be a great time in the Lord, in Jesus' name. See you Sunday in this New Jersey area. God bless.
Hello? Am I on? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh, yeah. I'm a music major.
It's about to shake, and you've taken all that you can. I can't hear y'all clapping.